Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. One of the original attorneys in our brain trust. Andrew is a global attorney representing companies large and small all around the world. It has been now for a long time. He's the author of a number of books, something under two or three dozen, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Harvesting Intangible Assets. I think that's the new one, Andrew. Is that right?
That is the latest, yes. I've got a new book coming out, Jim, late this year, early next year. You know, of course, you will be my first radio interview. I'm giving you rights of first refusal right now on the crisis of disengagement. What's wrong with our workforce?
That's a topic we need to talk about. Also, essays on governance. I know that's also one of your new ones. Very prolific, folks. So check out Andrew Sherman on Amazon. You can see all the things that he's written. They're all there. Andrew, as you well know, the capital markets have been schizophrenic in the last 3 weeks or so, 3-4 weeks. This has got to be affecting a lot of the people that you touch in your work. So what do you think? What's going on?
Well, you know, I think we're all used to September volatility in the capital markets, but this volatility has got my neck hurting, Jim. I mean, I've never seen things bounce around so much. I mean, 1,000-point swings during the day. I mean,
That's digital logarithms, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, part of that is that, but the problem
algorithms,
we have is that the capital markets right now are so psychological, particularly for the impact on the small business and entrepreneur. Watching the stock market bounce around causes volatility. Volatility causes doubt. Doubt causes hesitation in the mind of the consumer that might have visited their local small business this weekend and bought a new washer dryer, but is now thinking twice about that.
And a whole lot of that volatility that they're seeing isn't even that significant, isn't even that based in fundamentals, is it?
No, and that's what's really got me kind of upset and concerned is, you know, is this the new normal? Is this something that companies just, you know, need to kind of get used to? Or is this a foretelling of what's coming? There's a lot of bubble talk going on, but, you know, for example, many small businesses and entrepreneurs rely on angel investors to raise capital. Well, angel investors become angels when they feel confident about how their 401k and retirement and, you know, general savings are looking.
Right.
When those angels are starting to get nervous about the volatility in their public stock portfolio, they start pulling in the reins on their private.
If your potential angel just got a margin call, he just became a non-investor, not a potential investor.
You hit the nail on the head, Jim. I mean, an angel's going to feel a little less angelic when they got to come up with the cash for their, you know, Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley wealth management account within 24 hours.
That's exactly right. And there's no telling how many venture capital deals got pulled back in the last 3 weeks where you know the entrepreneur went to bed one night thinking, okay, tomorrow morning I'm going to be funded, and they woke up the next morning with empty hands.
Exactly. And you know, the other point I want to get across, I mean, look, I'm talking to you, the author of The Age of the Customer, and, you know, it is the age of the customer. You're right. Your book title was accurate. Well, if it's the age of the customer, we have to watch customer behavior that much more carefully. And we have to understand the relationships between the age of the customer and the age of a volatile Wall Street, because there are definitely connections that we can talk about. You know,
I don't think Wall Street needs to read my book, Andrew. They still don't get it.
Well, we're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Someone wrote one time that the FCC need to, that Mr. Wheeler at the FCC need to read my book too, but that's another story. Anyway, no, you're exactly right. And this kind of volatility, do you think it's going to settle down? Do you think, are we headed toward a bear market with another 10% drop, or do you think it's going to settle down?
I think it's going to settle down. I mean, look, a lot of eyes are on the Federal Reserve this week.
Yep.
People are doing a lot of predicting. But even that, Jim, if you think about it, I mean, look, I don't think we're quite ready for the Federal Reserve to start resuming hikes. I think it should be December or early next year, and we'll know within a couple of days whether I'm right or not. But the thing is, I mean, this is where it's so psychological. I mean, we've had basically zero, interest rates for quite some time. And now we're talking about going up to a quarter point.
That could make things more skittish. I got to take a quick break. And for the record, Andrew, you may have forgotten, but 1st of January, I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates in 2015. And a lot of people laughed at me in January, but that's looking like a pretty good prediction right now.
You're a good crystal baller.
Right back with Andrew Sherman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.